Amen. Saints, looking at your sermon note sheet, the first point is what? Towels, towels, and more towels. Hallelujah. I want to start off by asking the question, how many sets of towels do you have in your house? You said what? You can't count them. Amen. I think that's a lot of us can't count them. Some families have at least two sets. Amen. Some have 10, 15 sets. Or if you're like Jerry, you can't even count how many sets you have. Hallelujah. So depending on the size and how you like towels, amen. But generally, a towel set, it includes a bath towel, amen. That's this great big one that you can dry all off on. It includes a washcloth, amen, and a hand towel, praise God, amen. They're usually beautiful, and they're decorated, and they come in all sizes and colors. Some towels are fluffy and soft, like this set here, and others are see-through thin. Now, I like see-through thin to be able to wash up because I can get in my ears, and so I don't like the big fluffy ones, you know, for my washcloths. I like the real thin ones. Now, some are very expensive. How many know you can get some expensive towels? And some are a bargain brand. You can go to Family Dollar and get some nice towels. But no matter how many sets of towels a family has, there are, saints, probably one or two sets that you use and you wash and you reuse them again and again and over, amen? Until finally you retire them to join those other retiree towels, hallelujah, which we use to either wash the car or dust the house or, you know, have do spills, you know, little jobs like that. Now, saints, while there are a few towels in our homes that are pretty and they're decorative, most, everybody say most, most towels, whether they are cloth or whether they are paper, are designed to be used. Amen. They have a job to do. All right. So whether they are soft and fluffy or thin and see-through, they have a job to do. So the nature of a towel, saints, is to be of use. It is to be of service. Hallelujah. Now, saints, if we think about it, every believer is a good towel. Every believer is a good towel. Look to your neighbor and say, well, you look like a good towel. All right, you look like a good towel. Every believer is a good towel. Hallelujah. Praise God. For we, too, are designed for a purpose. We are designed for a mission. Amen. We have a job to do. Now would you touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we have a job to do. We have a job to do. Amen. Now, everybody say sometimes. Sometimes, like the decorative towels, hallelujah, that hang in our bathrooms, we just hang around sometimes, saints, or we just chill out sometimes looking good, hallelujah. But everybody say most of the time. But most of the time, however, we're a little raggedy around the edges. Hallelujah. Most of the time, amen. Because we do what towels do. Hallelujah. We serve. Amen. Now, how many know which towel in your house is the best towel? How many know which towel is the best towel? Well, the best towel is the towel that gets the job done. Amen. All right. Yes, and we're going to get to that. Yeah, you're on to it, Jerry. The best towel is the towel that gets the job done. Amen. It can be an unattractive towel, even ugly. All right. Or it can be cheap. It can be a good towel. If it gets the job done, amen, it is the best towel. Even a good, expensive towel, saints, is no good if it cannot be used. Amen. Because it's just for show. It's just for decoration. A good rule of thumb is, if a towel can't be used, then take it off the rack. Amen. Just take it off the rack. Like Pastor Ricky tells me now, if you're never going to wear this dress, you need to just take it out the closet. All right. So if a towel's not going to be used, take it off the rack. All right. Saints, as believers, we are called upon to be servants in the kingdom of God. What a joy. What a privilege. Amen. So looking at your sermon note sheet in the middle there, the middle paragraph, that second sentence, it says the highest honor of every believer, and especially those who lead, is to be called what? A servant. Amen. Saints, when the Lord returns, we expect the Lord to reward us with the words, what? Servant. Well done. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I look forward to that day. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Well, saints, in our New Testament text today, John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, our text focuses on Jesus as he gives an example to his disciples about the nature of service in the kingdom of God. Now, saints, it comes on the night of the Last Supper. And with all of his disciples surrounding him, Jesus makes one final attempt to get his disciples to understand the meaning of service in the kingdom of God. You see, just a short while earlier, two of his disciples came to him requesting one to sit on his right hand and the other to sit on his left hand when the kingdom of God became a reality. The two, James and John, desired to have high positions. Everybody say high position. High positions in the new kingdom. They sought to ensure themselves a position of power, a position of influence in the kingdom by securing a promise from Jesus that once the kingdom of God was in place, they would have the highest positions. Hallelujah. Well, saints, their desire basically was to be great. They wanted to be great. But we see in the Word of God, Jesus rebuked them by letting them know that greatness in the kingdom of God was not the same as greatness in the world. Greatness in the kingdom of God was not the same as greatness among society. And Jesus' words to them were simple. Jesus said, "The one that would be great among you, let that one be the servant of all." Amen. And when Jesus dealt with James and John, Jesus gave an example. But in this text, saints, instead of simply an example, Jesus decided he was going to show his disciples an example of what it meant by greatness in the kingdom of God. So as all of the disciples had gathered for the last time, Jesus, he strips off his outer garment, scripture says, and then he takes a towel and he wraps it around himself. And then he took another towel and he got a basin and he kneeled down and he began to wash their feet. Wash their feet. Well, saints, as Peter watched Jesus kneeling down, washing the feet of the other disciples, he refused, scripture says, as he saw the man that he knew and loved, that was the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, kneeling down, washing the feet of the disciples. It seemed like a humiliating picture to him. You see, because only slaves really were the ones who washed people's feet when they came to the house. Only servants did that. And perhaps the women of the house were the ones who washed people's feet. Or even children would wash guests' feet. But he was like, "Oh no, not you, Jesus. This is too humiliating." But we see here, when Jesus came to Peter, Peter's response was to say that he would not allow Jesus to wash his feet. And Jesus responded by saying that if Peter refused to allow him to wash his feet, then he, Peter, would have no part in the kingdom of God. Amen. In the kingdom of heaven. And at that, Peter responded that, "Well then, Lord, I want you to wash all of me. Just wash all of me." He's one dramatic fella, isn't he, that Peter? Just one dramatic fella. But he understood when Jesus said that. So, saints, the purpose of the illustration was to show the disciples how to acquire real greatness, real leadership in the kingdom of God. The illustration that Jesus gave, saints, also points out the importance of humility. Everybody say humility. Humility in the service of God. If the Son of God, he is showing, could bow and kneel himself and wash the feet of others, then certainly those of us who choose to follow the Lord Jesus, we can be expected to do the same thing. Amen. Saints, look at me with me at point number two. Look at your sermon note sheet, point number two. And it says, in no uncertain terms, saints, Jesus made it very clear that in the kingdom of God, those who wear a title acquire the title through the use of what? The use of the town. Hallelujah. So thirdly, looking there, as his ministry came to a close, Jesus gave his disciples instructions about the nature of their contributions to the kingdom of God. So in a similar sense, elders, deacons in the church receive a similar charge. The one that would be the greatest among you, let that one be the servant of all. Amen. Amen. Now, I have printed Matthew 20, verses 24 through 28, and I want us to read one verse of that together, verse 27. Let's read verse 27 together. It reads, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. All right, that's Matthew's translation. In Matthew 20, 27, the word used for servant means slave. It means bondsman. It means a person who gives oneself up for another's will. All right, in Matthew 20, 26, one verse up, Jesus uses the word servant to describe those who would truly be great. Amen. The original Greek word is diakonos. It means servant, saints. So it refers whether to a man or woman. Diakonos means one who carries out the will of another. So in the kingdom of God, greatness is not determined by the title that one wears. Because you see, titles can become superficial. For when we strip away the title, saints, we get to what really counts. Amen. Which is the diakonos. It is the service. Now, the emphasis in each of the three ways the word diakonos is translated is upon the service to others. So whether one is called a minister, an elder, a deacon, or just a plain old servant, saints, they all mean the same thing, because greatness is not in the title, but it is in the use of the town. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, saints, today as we ordain and install our new elders and deacons, I want to talk briefly about three towns. The responsibility of every deacon, of every elder, saints, can be summarized by a set of towns, each of which represent an approach attitude. Everybody say an approach attitude. An approach attitude which will be necessary for the fulfillment of their charge. All right, so the first, everybody say face town. Face town. All right, a face town, they're usually used for personal grooming, amen? A face towel is what each person uses to wipe away the uncleanliness from, you know, the day's work. It's what we use in the morning to make ourselves presentable, you know, to get the sleep out of our eyes and the slobber off of our face, you know. It gets us prepared, amen, presentable to the public. Every elder and deacon needs his or her own face towel. All right, you need your own face towel. Now, the emphasis of the importance of deacons and elders, saints, keeping your own spiritual lives in check. That's what this represents, keeping your own spiritual life in check. Elders, deacons, you must constantly monitor your personal life. Amen. You must constantly monitor your family life. Monitor your own spirituality, your own relationship with God, so that you may be able to present yourself faultless before the throne of grace. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Saints, the elder or deacon is on a mission. Everybody say on a mission. On a mission. Therefore, is a perpetual student of the Word of God. Amen. A student of scriptures. he or she takes the word of 2 Timothy 2:15 to heart, which says, study thyself to be approved. Amen. A work person needing not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. And James 1:23-27 says, each person, everybody say each person should stand before the mirror of God's word and examine himself, examine herself, and make corrections if what she or he sees does not measure up to God's expectations. Hallelujah. Saints, you see, the title of elder and deacon is empty and meaningless if the lifestyle, everybody say lifestyle, if the lifestyle associated with the title doesn't match. You see, the lifestyle needs to match the title. Amen. The deacon, the elder, who doesn't study, who doesn't pray, who doesn't worship and gather with the saints or present him or herself as one close to God, is one who has a title but has no title. Amen. Now, the deacon or elder on a mission begins with which towel? The face towel. Amen. Monitoring your own spirituality, your own relationship with God. Securing your own spirituality as you prepare to serve others. Hallelujah. It begins with the face towel. All right. The title is what? It's on the towel. Amen. It's in the towel. All right. What is the second towel, saints? The crying towel. Amen. There is a small portable towel that we can carry every day, and it's known as a handkerchief. Amen. Now, often a handkerchief is used to wipe the perspiration off our brow. Amen. Or to just kind of get us a little fixed up when we got things on us, you know. But often, saints, a handkerchief is used to wipe away tears. Amen. The elder and the deacon's ministry sometimes, saints, can be very frustrating when it appears, everybody say appears that people are not very receptive and they're not receiving. It can cause much tears. Yet elders and deacons must wipe away their tears, amen, wipe away your frustrations, and go ahead and serve anyways, amen. A popular poem puts it this way, and this was shared with we pastors, Pastor Kelly, Pastor Rick and I, and Pastor Tony. We went to a Senate Black Clergy Retreat. We go every year in October. Last year they shared this poem. It was a way of kind of, with humor, encouraging us to continue on in the ministry. And it starts off like this. 'Tis true that people are sometimes unreasonable and illogical and self-centered, but forgive them anyways. If you are kind, people still may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives, but be kind anyways. Also, if you are successful, you will win some true enemies, but succeed anyways. If you are honest and frank, people may dislike you and try to kick you in the teeth or stab you in the back. Hallelujah. But be honest and frank anyways. Amen. When you spend years of building, someone could destroy it overnight, but build anyways. If you find serenity and happiness, others may be jealous, but be happy anyways. The good you do today, people may often forget tomorrow, but do good anyways. Give the very best you have, and it may never be enough, but give the best you have anyways. You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and God anyways. Hallelujah. Amen. So elders, deacons, use your crying towel, hallelujah, to wipe away your tears and your frustrations that may come to your eyes and to your heart. The elder or deacon on a mission serves out of humility and out of love for God, not out of seeking accolades from the people, hallelujah. for her saints. The elder and deacon's title is not in the position. Amen. The title is what? It's on the town. It's in the town. All right, now what is the third town today, saints? This is the dish towel, so Jerry had it right on the nose. Contrary to popular belief, a person who becomes an elder or a deacon is not one who is called to be a decorative towel. All right, now this towel matches our kitchen to the T. I love this. This is a towel that I love. All right, but an elder or deacon, you're not called to be this kind of towel. All right, I'm sorry to tell you. This is a towel, amen. That you're called. All right, this one looks pretty, amen, but it just hangs in the kitchen. This one, I don't even want us to dry the dishes with this one. All right, this one is a decorative towel, all right? All right, this is not the elders and deacons, no. The best elders, the best deacons are dish towels. You hit it right on, Jerry, dish towels. Dish towels come into service after the celebration is over. Dish towels come into service after the guests have gone home. Amen. All right. The dish towel comes into the dirt and the grime of life and life's leftovers. It was so precious. The worship committee, we had a meeting this past Thursday at Sherita Bain's house. And little Jasmine, she had been quite the host. But before we were putting on our coats, you know, getting ready to go, she gets this little red dish towel from somewhere. And we see her just smiling at us, going around, wiping up tables. And she just started just dusting, just like wherever we were, she was just like cleaning and cleaning, you know. It's like she was saying, all right, you all are leaving and I'm cleaning up after you. She was so precious with her little dish towel. But that's what a dish towel does. It cleans up after the guests have gone. Amen. It gets the dirt and the crumbs that are left over. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. Implying that true servants must come into contact with the difficult elements of life and bring flavor and meaning. Hallelujah. All saints, the elder, the deacon that is on a mission touches people at their various points of need. The elder deacon on a mission spends time working with people and helping them to be able to build themselves up and washing them with hope and inspiration. Now, there are many homes that have used the same dishcloth over and over for so long, saints, that they become holy towels. All right, they're holy, holy, holy towel. Because there's so many holes in that dish towel. Amen. They are reluctant to throw that old dish towel away because somehow that one dish towel seems to clean the dishes just right. Amen. Somehow it's just the perfect dish towel. But saints, elders and deacons, hallelujah, it's the same. When you minister to members of the congregation, you start with a title. But after you have visited the sick, after you have seen about them with their various family difficulties, after you have prayed with them and for them, after you have responded to their needs when they have times of trouble, you then become holy towels. The goal is to be a holy, holy, holy towel. Hallelujah. You see, when you first start, you know, it's there's Frank. But after you start loving, they'll say Deacon Frank, Elder Peter. Hallelujah. Because it means something to the people. You suddenly become that elder and deacon because of your service. It has made you holy. Holy in the eyes of the people, in the eyes of the saints. Now, saints, some dish towels do the washing. Now, this one, it does the washing. But there's other dish towels that do what? Do the drying. Amen. Because they absorb the moisture in the dishes. All right. Now, some deacons are very good at being drying towels because they absorb, they listen, they feel our pain. They take time to understand understand what we're going through. They are very good at being drying towels. Many of you members have found that you feel so much better after have talking to your assigned deacon or your assigned elder or your favorite elder or deacon who took time to listen to you, to hear of your pain or your family trouble, to absorb it, not ring it out for everybody to know about, but absorb it and then lift it up to the Lord in prayer and to pray for you. So hallelujah, not only do many people have dish towels, amen, that are holy, many people have drying towels that are holy, amen. Holy drying towels. Elders and deacons on a mission, saints, become special men and women in the sight of those whom they serve when their towel is used so much that the towel becomes holy, holy, holy. That's when it's clear that the title is what? It's on the towel. It's in the towel. All right, saints, fourthly, elders and deacons on a mission help lift Jesus up. Finally, brothers and sisters, we must consider that the function of elders and deacons on a mission is to assist the pastors, to assist the congregation as we lift Jesus up. Now, the elder and deacon on a mission contribute to the spirituality of worship. They help create an atmosphere in which the people can see Jesus, when the people can feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. So the elder, the deacon on a mission, has a responsibility both to the pew and to the pulpit. Now, the responsibility to the pew is to promote spirituality. Everybody say that. Promote spirituality and provide individual service. Now, the responsibility to the pulpit is to represent the church, to represent the pastors in the community and in the assembly of the saints. So now when an elder and deacon on a mission does his or her job well, the people are able to see who? Jesus! Because they're lifting Jesus up. When the elder and deacon does his or her mission well, he or she becomes a sweat towel. All right, you never knew that's what you was trying to become, a sweat towel. Amen. All right, touch your neighbor and say, the goal is to be a sweat towel. The goal is to be a sweat towel. Amen. One who works, one who labors, one who prays for the betterment of the church, one who works for the furtherment of the kingdom of God. And an elder and a deacon on a mission is a man or a woman of spiritual cloth. A cloth, hallelujah. Now, saints, a cloth towel is better than a paper towel, amen. Paper towels are temporary. They can do a job good, but once, and then you throw it away. But a cloth towel can be washed and dried and reused and washed, dried, and reused again and again. So, hallelujah, saints, an elder and a deacon on a mission has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And it's ready to serve over and over and over and over and again. Hallelujah. An elder and a deacon on a mission is not a beach towel. All right. I'm sorry. We just not a beach towel. Just say we're not a beach towel. It's pretty though, isn't it? But I'm sorry. You're not a beach towel. Amen. Because a beach towel is good for laying out. Amen. It's good for chilling out in the sun or under the tree, amen. But an elder and a deacon on a mission is like a hand towel, saints. All right, let me find that hand towel. This is what we like. We like a hand towel. Hallelujah. Always close by and ready to serve. Hallelujah, ready to serve. And that's what the prophet meant when he declared, if the Lord needs somebody, then here I am, Lord, send me. If the Lord needs someone to minister, oh Lord, here am I, Lord, please send me. If the Lord needs someone to touch someone who's feeling lonely, someone who is in distress, then the elder deacon on the mission says, here am I, Lord, send me, amen. If the Lord needs somebody to shout hallelujah and amen, oh, we say, here I am, Lord, send me. Now, if the Lord needs somebody to tell the world about Jesus without fear, how many are going to say what? Here I am, Lord. Send me. Amen. Oh, praise God. When it's all over, the true value of an elder or deacon will be whether his or her service help the body of Christ and help others to see Jesus. Amen. You see, because when we're lonely, oh, hallelujah, the elder and deacon on a mission helps us know that Jesus is our comforter in our time of need. Amen. When we're sick, the elder or deacon on a mission encourages us to never give up hope. Never give up hope, because Jesus is the doctor, amen, in our sick room. When we're in trouble and can't see our way, that elder deacon on a mission comes alongside of us and says, Jesus can make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. When we're lost, amen, the elder deacon on a mission comes beside us and reminds us that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Hallelujah. Jesus is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. King of kings, Lord of lords. Saints, every elder or deacon should be a part of our canvassing. How many this week, some way, took a part in us trying to reach 500 in this holy season? Amen. Now, every elder and deacon should have your hand up in some way, leading us to go forth and to lift up Jesus. Amen. We've got to lift Jesus up. For Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all unto me. Amen. Now, Saints, Palm Sunday today is all about when the King of Kings was honored. He was lifted up. He was glorified. Hallelujah. It was a high day of praise, a high day of celebration. And on that day, that first Palm Sunday, Saints, there was a whole lot of shouting going on. Amen. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, there was a lot of people shouting. You know what? When you know that you know the Lord has done something for you, then there ought to be some shouting going on. There ought to be some praising going on. When you think about really how good God has blessed you, then there ought to be some shouting going on. Amen. When you really think about it, how the Lord picked you up, turned you around, and placed your feet on solid ground, there ought to be some shouting going on. Amen. When you think about how the Lord has provided food for you, the Lord has provided shelter for you, the Lord has made a way for you, there should be a whole lot of praise offerings, a whole lot of clapping going on. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, I think I feel like a shout is coming on. Amen. When we think about how God brought us out of nowhere and placed us somewhere, then there ought to be some shouting going on today. Hallelujah. We're shouting, saints, because of what God has done, what God is doing right now, and what God yet shall do in, through, and for we God's people. Oh, we're shouting because God has been good, saints. God has been good, and we can't keep it to ourselves. Oh, I don't know about you, but there ought to be a lot of shouting going on in the homes of the saints, because God has been good to us, saints, and there needs to be a whole lot of shouting. There's been times in every life when we've had reason to shout, to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? I think I feel a shout coming on. I don't know about you, but I feel a shout coming on. Praise your name, Lord. You've been good. You've been good, Lord. You've been good. A shout coming on because the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is worthy of being praised. You know, saints, the Bible speaks of a sacrifice of praise. And for the people on Palm Sunday, praise of Jesus cost them something. And that sounds like a sacrifice when it costs you something. Scripture says they took their coats and they laid their coats down before him. They got the palms and they were waving the palms. But you know what? You know, when you lay your coat down and a donkey walks all over, that coat ain't going to be the same after the donkey didn't walk up. You lay your coat down in a crowd like that, you may not have a coat to pick up, amen, after you get through. But they didn't care. They didn't care because they were praising Jesus. They was doing the shouting around. They said, oh, I'm going to lift up my hand. I'm going to throw down my coat. I'm going to wave. I'm going to cry. And I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. They gave the very best they had. a gift of praise. And you know what? It's fitting, isn't it? For someone who saved our lives by sacrificing his own. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that day on a mission. Jesus' mission is to save. He came to save us, saints. And our mission is to lift him up, hallelujah, and to praise his name. Tell him thank you for all he's done for you. Put in a good word for him. Go out there and share Jesus without fear, hallelujah. Begin all of your prayers with praise. Say, Lord, I thank you for another day. I praise your name for who you are. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, saints. Oh, praise God. Today I'm throwing up my hands in the air because I love the Lord and I know God has been good to me. I don't care what others got to say. I'm going to praise God's name. Hallelujah. I'm going to say Hosanna when I think about how good God has been. And Lord, I thank you today because living, you love me. Dying, you save me. Buried, you carried my sins far away. Oh, rising, you justify. Freed me forever. And one day, he's coming back. What a glorious day. Saints,